The Massachusetts drug lab scandal that first broke in 2012 could still potentially affect thousands more criminal drug cases. Tens of thousands of cases were tossed out because of misconduct by two former state chemists. Annie Ducon in Boston and Sonia Farrick in Amherst both tested drugs for evidence in criminal trials and both were convicted of misconduct. Newly released emails from a forensic consultant suggest that even more chemists could have been investigated. Criminal defense attorney Jim McKenna joined us to talk about these emails, which raise questions about the time Sonia Farrick worked at the Hinton Lab in Boston before she transferred to the state lab in Amherst.
Here is someone who did heroin, who did cocaine, who used meth and tested drugs. And this was in both labs. And no one has looked at what she did in Boston. We have findings from the court on this now. We've got a series of documentations of her drug use in both places. She admitted during the grand jury testimony to have used drugs in both places. In the medical records established she was using drugs before she began work in Hinton.
Now, these emails from this forensic expert told the state to look at this. Is that what you're saying? And the state just didn't?
Exactly. Here are the seven chemists who had produced numbers of results which are consistent with misconduct. Dukin's misconduct in Boston was characterized by reporting vast numbers of results, which you can do if you're not actually doing the testing. And the concern by the consultant was, at various times, these seven people did the same thing, and so they should be looked at, and none of them were. The problem here is not the chemists themselves. The problem is the failure to investigate.
Now, the State Office of the Inspector General has said that it did, in fact, do a comprehensive investigation of the lab in 2014, and it did look at what it was supposed to look at. Why is this information just coming out now? And are you saying that this new information, these new emails, contradict what the Inspector General is saying?
In their initial report, they said Annie Ducon was the sole bad actor in Boston, which everyone accepted when that was published in March of 2014. In June of 2015, attorney Luke Ryan, who was the hero of this whole project, obtained records, medical records of Farrakh, which showed she'd used meth while in Boston. And in that March 2014 report, there's nothing about that.
Why has this information been under wraps for so long?
In general terms, the Inspector General's materials are kept confidential. And so we have had to remove from that general blanket anything we can use, anything that's material to the case. And over the course of the last now 2 years, we've been trying to establish, in fact, there was no investigation of Sonia Farrakh. The way we did that was by asking for any records of that investigation, presuming there weren't any. We have eventually established that, in fact, there was an investigation. To get there, the Superior Court judge ordered the Middlesex DA's office to review the records of the Inspector General. It required six orders by that judge and one by the Superior Court, the last order being accompanied by a threat of sanctions before the Middlesex DA's office finally reported in January of this year what it was supposed to have done as of last summer.
How many criminal cases do you think this affects? I mean, already tens of thousands of cases have been dismissed based on the misconduct that was proven on the part of chemists Ducon and Farrakh. So how many more are we talking about here?
Every conviction that's based on the 9,135 tests reported by Farrakh in Boston will go away. That's the minimum. Beyond that, we're talking about 89,000 tests run by the chemists who should have been investigated but weren't. That's what's on the table. This is now about the prosecutors. In theory, every test reported by every one of those seven chemists could have been completely accurate. But without the investigation, not one should be considered reliable.
All right. Criminal defense attorney James McKenna, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Very glad to.